This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit WindowNation.com.
News from the NAS, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Turn it up Tuesday when it's live. We'll play it that way. Send your request to the Plaza for text line at 410-583-1057. We were just talking about the offensive line. We've been talking about the offensive line. Here's John Harbaugh yesterday talking about the offensive line.
You put the best five players out there. The best five players are the guy, the best of the guys, five guys who are playing the best. That's what you do. It's not even a hard answer. So the question is pretty much, yeah, we're putting the best five players out there, and they're playing pretty darn good. Can they play better? Sure. And you evaluate it play by play. Every single position, you evaluate it play for play for play for play. And some plays are great. Some plays are good. Some plays need to be better. You want them to be better, and you try to improve on them. So that's how it goes with every position. So. And there's always going to be areas where, you know, that from one game to the next can play better or whatever. So,
Bob, I would say this, and you know, I mean, they've got more sacks this year than last year.
They've allowed more sacks.
Yeah, allowed more sacks. The O-line has allowed more sacks. The run game is probably half of where it was last year. I mean, you had a running back going for 2,000 yards. Last year. So I just think that this is still the biggest question mark for this football team, because the O-line scares the heck out of me. Scares the heck out of me, and I think it's scaring the heck out of Lamar, you know, because the running back, I don't think he has confidence in the O-line. I don't think Lamar has confidence in the O-line when they're playing good people. So... And I don't know that you could, if you grade them compared to last year, I don't think any of them grade higher than they were last year.
But if they're the five best guys, as John Harbaugh said yesterday, what does that say for those who cannot get on the field right now? The right side of the offensive line
is the biggest.
And then Voorhees.
Yeah, that's a problem too.
But no.
So three fifths of it is. You know, but all five.
And look, we mentioned this earlier about DaCosta. Oh, you brought in defensively, Awuzie. Great. John Harbaugh talked. They re-signed Ben Cleveland, too. For what reason?
I'm guessing, Bob, the only reason they did was he plays that tight end spot, plays on special teams, and he can back up any of those other spots. I mean, Bob, if it was up to me.
You're reaching.
Right. I mean, if it was up to me, you know.
You would have cut it to him a couple years ago.
I've never liked Ben Cleveland. And Bob, he never even sees the light of day. You know, I mean, it would have to be two guys that have to get hurt for him to even come in the game. You know, and when they haven't put the extra lineman in for a while, because the last time they did, you know, it was our guy, you know, Mr. Turp Bullock. So, Bob, I don't know. I wish I did, but I don't, you know. And I'm guessing it's hard for, you know, these other guys. They don't get any snaps. You know, what are you going to do in practice with no shoulder pads or anything on? I mean, how do you show you're better than Voorhees, who's played 11 games? You know, I mean, you just keep watching the film. And, you know, I guess if Bullock got an opportunity, I thought he played his ass off, Bob, in the preseason games, and I thought he deserved, you know, a shot. But that's why we're sitting here doing the radio, Bob.
Yeah, no doubt. And look, red zone struggles might be correlated to the offensive line struggles.
No
and here's
doubt.
John Harbaugh talking about why the red zone offense all season long has been underwhelming.
Right, yeah, well, just, you know, a lot of different things. I mean, you know, each play is a little bit different. Some plays could have been executed better. Some plays, they did a great job of defending, you know, tried to run it a couple of times, maybe didn't get it in. But bigger picture is, you know, that's an important part of the field for us. We want to score touchdowns down there, you know, and you at least want to protect the three as well. You know, we didn't do that one time.
Hey, Bob, let's just look at it. All right, they tried to run it, Bob. Derrick Henry gets stuffed. All right. And then what else did we get down there? Got sacked another time down there.
Oh, yes.
You know? And then those receivers, they got to get open, too. That's part of it, too. Because when you watch it, you know, the reason Lamar got sacked was because nobody was open. You know, he's trying to buy some time, so it wasn't all the O-line. You know, he's trying to buy time. Those guys got to get open. And, you know, I think not having Bateman there, too, hurts because – you know, with D-Hop in the end zone, can't separate. And that's, you know, and
he wasn't likely kind of that guy, though.
I know. And you know, and we've talked about that. Something's wrong with Likely, Bob. I don't know if he's, you know, and it could be confidence. You know, it could be, oh, man, I'm in a contract year and I'm not getting any balls and I'm not going to, you know, that kind of thing. So I'm sure that weighs on him. Because even the ball that he dived with, he's got those big mitts. Last year, I think he catches that, you know. He's not playing with the energy and passion that he had last year. And what is the thing that, at least I have, said that he is the best at on the yak stuff. You can't tackle him when he catches the ball. And now he goes down like nothing, you know. So something's the matter with Likely. They're not getting the best out of Isaiah Likely.
Real quick, you mentioned yak.
Yeah.
Likely's yak makes you want to yak. 47 yak yards for the season.
Jesus.
47. He has 12 catches for 118 yards, averaging 9.8 per reception. One play over 20 yards. This guy exploded in 2013 when Andrews went down. Was making huge plays for them last year. He got hurt. Hurt his foot, right? During training camp.
Yeah,
missed a lot of time. But
missed 6 weeks.
Yeah, but come on, man. Walk year of his deal, too?
Yeah. Bob, do you have him pulled up just by himself? Because what was his yak last year? I'm trying to pull up what his yak was last year. Because I thought he was phenomenal a year ago with his yak.
Let's see. His yak last year was 258 on 42 receptions.
So he's on pace for not even 100 yards.
We'll come back. Hopefully we're counting some money. We don't want to yak there. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll get to the NFL lunch, and John Harbaugh doesn't want to yak talking about his red zone offense. By the way, Harb's explaining the red zone woes is like him telling you he's not going to lend you $10,000. He's like, well, yeah, there's some things going on. And then Dave LaMonaco at 12:30, we'll talk about Maryland football and basketball with him. Buzz Williams and the boys taking on Mount St. Mary's coming up tomorrow night. And then Maryland football, home finale against Michigan. Big underdog.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Right now, get 50% off all window styles from Window Nation. Plus, get 0% interest for 5 years. Don't miss out. This offer ends soon, so schedule your quote right now at windownation.com.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here. Let's turn it up Tuesday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Tons going on. World of sports, NFL week 11 done after the Cowboys beat the Raiders last night. Now we're on to week 12. College football week 13. Maryland's last home game, believe it or not, coming up Saturday against Michigan. Maryland hoops is a couple of weeks in. NBA, NHL, they're like a month into their schedules. Where the hell's the time going? Jake Paul fighting Anthony Joshua? And if it's a real fight, that thing will last for 30 seconds. Let's count some down. A little bias there.
We ain't counting any money today,
what?
Bob.
No. Oh,
come on. The Dow's down 535. S&P's down 57. NASDAQ's down 281. DraftKings is up 4 cents. Under Armour, it's down to $4.03, Bob. Down 30 cents.
Jimmy Patzo, start talking to some people. You know people.
Well, let's get things started in the NFL today, where the season is halfway complete. And a look at the standing shows that almost half the league is out of playoff contention. Of the 12 teams that we can already say are done, which have the best outlook or slight chance of hope for bouncing back quickly, 2026 at least? Well, our friend Jared Dubin has ranked them, with only two, as he sees it, in consideration for a closer-than-you-think silver lining. Those two teams, the Cowboys and the Bengals, came in at the top spot. Now, Cincinnati, maybe still getting that benefit of the doubt because of their quarterback. Pieces on offense are certainly flashy, but this is now 2 years in a row with a complete lack of defense, and it's killing them. They may actually end up being worse this year than they were last year, and don't forget the coaching changes that were made as well. Vinny, are you buying or selling that the Bengals should still have this favorable of an outlook after another lost season?
No. I Bob, they're hosting, or Bob, Nolan, they're hosting New England this week, and, you know, their best players are not even going to be playing. So, no, they're going to be 3-8 in a heartbeat, and they'll put a fork in them.
And as we've said many times, all right, give you a healthy Joe Burrow for the full season, how different is their record? Another win, two wins maybe?
Because the defense is so bad.
Right.
Can they score 30? They scored what? He threw how many touchdown passes against the Ravens and lost both games?
Nine last year in two games. Well, they 9-8 last year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And won five in a row.
And this was the year they finally got off to a good start.
2-0.
Go figure. Maybe they do need to lose in September. I don't know. Let's see. Baseball Hall of Fame. The 2026 ballot has been revealed. And while there is a whole new crop of 12 players being added for consideration, pretty safe to bet that none of them will be inducted in year one. Of the 15 returning players, keep an eye on Carlos Beltran, finished with the highest marks last year at just over 70%. Though it's unknown how much of that Astros sign-stealing scandal is still hurting him. And then Andrew Jones, right behind him, he had 66% of the vote last year and steadily climbing for a while, but running out of time. Just 2 years remaining. This is his ninth year on the ballot. Buy or sell, Bob, no one will be inducted into the Hall of Fame for the first time since 2021.
I'm going to buy that. Now, there might be a seniors committee inductee, like we've seen with Dave Parker last year and Richie Allen and Harold Baines. But in regards to those on the ballot running out of time, I'm buying it. And for Beltran, by the way, the sign stealing, that was as a coach. Was not as a player, so I don't know if that should affect him. It cost him the Mets job. He was hired as manager of the Mets, and then that story broke. He lost his job. A.J. Hinch, gainfully employed, who was the manager of the Astros. Alex Cora, gainfully employed, who's the manager of the Red Sox. Jeff Luhnow and Beltran are the ones who were kind of on the outs when it was all said and done. Maybe hit the wrong trash can. I don't know.
We'll go back to the NFL, where Travis Hunter, he had more hype than anyone in this year's draft class, but the season has been cut short for him due to injury. Jacksonville didn't make him choose one side of the ball. Really, the transition, though, for him from college to the NFL wouldn't exactly call it smooth as he tried to play both offense and defense. Some speculated that this early career injury scare would make the Jags back off from playing him that much. But according to Ian Rappaport, they don't see it that way. In fact, they were planning to ramp him up even more just before the injury took place. Vinny, are you buying or selling this as a smart move for Hunter, not taking away the two-way abilities?
I think you let him do, because Nolan, his last game, he had over 100 yards receiving. So, I mean, he was really good that last one. I think he's going to have to kind of back off one of the positions a little bit and just play, you know, situationally, but go full bore in the other, because he's dangerous as a wide receiver, I think.
And how about a little college football here? The season has not gone as expected for Texas, but don't dismiss their chances of making the CFP just yet. Three losses might seem like too many to overcome, but they also hold really nice wins over Oklahoma and Vanderbilt. Plus, one more great opportunity before the season is over. They'll get Texas A&M in a few weeks, and Texas A&M should be still undefeated going into that one. Buy or sell, Bob, Texas will find a way to squeak into the CFP.
Selling it. They've been underwhelming all season long. I mean, and Oklahoma's interesting. They lose to Texas, they win at Alabama, and they've had some other crazy games in between. No, I'm selling it. I don't know what's going on with Sark and his boys, the preseason number one ranked team. They just never seem to get off the mark. They were underdogs in the first. They were number one, but underdogs in the first game. And speaking of South Carolina, we haven't even talked about that. How about that jerk-off cop?
Yeah.
State trooper running into the South Carolina players in the tunnel, was asked to leave the venue. If you missed it, it was a blatant, he bowed out on them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they're coming in, the dude just runs an 80-yard touchdown, kind of laboring with his hammy. His teammates are coming, they're walking back onto the field. Did you see it, Nolan?
Mm-hmm.
And extremely unacceptable under any circumstance whatsoever. He initiated the contact, and he needs to be disciplined to the fullest extent of whatever the discipline needs to be. He's probably a Texas A&M football fan who was pissed that his team was getting housed at the time, 30-3.
Right, and then it's not just the bump, which is bad enough, but then the players kind of turn around and like, hey, well, what was that about? Yeah. And he starts saying something.
He's running his yap.
So yeah, there's the intent right there.
Jerk.
All right, before we hit the break here, Bob sounded like a ref there, by the way. He initiated the contact.
That's right.
He brought,
you do the juggly thing.
Oh, anyway. Two more tickets here today. OAR, local band. They're Rockville natives. They're going to come to Merriweather Post Pavilion next July. We want to send you there. If you're caller number six at 410-583-1057, you'll win today's pair. Giving away tickets to see OAR all week long.
When we come back, we'll talk some Maryland basketball and football. Dave LaMonaco from TerrapinTimes.com will take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. NFL Lunch coming up 1 o'clock. More Harbaugh as he met with the media yesterday. Feeble Five, who are the five worst teams in the NFL through 11 weeks. I smell the Raiders somewhere in this thing. Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. We'll get his thoughts on Texas and their chances of stunning the world and getting to the postseason. Chip Patterson, College Football Talk, coming up around 1:30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He's on the Window Nation guest hotline from TerrapinTimes.com. Let's welcome back to the show, Dave LaMonaco. Dave, what's happening?
What's happening? Hey, what's going on, guys?
Doing all right, man. And let's go back to Saturday real quick against Marquette. They're up big, Maryland, 13, and then halftime tied. Then they fall down by 8-9 second half. Then Pharrell Payne gets hurt. And then all of a sudden, Maryland just took it to another gear. The Golden Eagles couldn't match. Maryland walks out of there with a 7-point win, their first quad one win of the season. Interesting schedule coming up here ahead, but don't want to say signature win because we're not even into Thanksgiving yet. But how big of a win was it, if you will, Dave, for them to get it? You lose your best player. And it appears, though, it's going to be season-ending, but still you lost it for the vast majority of the second half. But to win on the road, I guess it was emotional for Buzz going back to Milwaukee and Marquette to get out of there with the W, given everything that was kind of happening throughout the course of the 40 minutes.
Yeah, huge. We're going to see how big of a win it was because Marquette's a bit in a rebuilding mode, but still, to go on the road to get a win like that, especially with, you know, how the team played at Georgetown, and you're looking at it and you're like, oh, man, there's a long way to go here. Maybe, you know, the preseason predictions of them being a possible tournament team, maybe a little premature. And then, you know, you go up to Marquette and you get that win when, you know, they won by 7 and it probably should have been double-digit wins. And they let down a little bit down the stretch. But, yeah, that's huge for the team psyche. It's huge for Buzz. And, you know, just the signals that maybe this season, you know, isn't going to be as long as we thought. And, you know, they're still a tough, resilient group. And they got some firepower. They got some guys that can play. And they can maybe hold their own. Well, now we'll see. We'll see. But, yeah, it was definitely a step in the right direction and gave us a little bit of hope that, you know, you could compete with some high majors.
Now, we had Buzz on yesterday. We do it every week here on the Fan, Buzz Williams. And, you know, doesn't like talking about injuries. Made it as clear as he possibly could. And, you know, I don't hold that against him. Not that he gives a crap what I think anyway. But apparently Pharrell Payne was kind of moving around College Park, you know, rather smoothly, shall we say. The day after the Marquette injury, which looked bad. I mean, he was literally screaming on the floor, was carted off on the stretcher, but apparently he was back on his feet literally the next day.
Correct. Right. And I think he was at the women's game that day as well. He should be. I don't think he's going to be back for Mount St. Mary's. I'm going to guess that he's probably not going to be back for the Vegas tournament that's coming up against UNLV and Gonzaga. But probably not a season-ending injury, maybe like a month or so. Hopefully get him back by Big Ten play. Again, we don't know the full extent. We're just going off of what we heard. So it's a bit of hearsay here, but it looks like it's not going to be season-ending, which would be huge because, you know, even though they came back without him against Marquette, he's a huge part of what they do. If they don't have him, they're going to have to go 4 out, 5 out, no big men, and that would be disastrous because right now they don't really have another reliable big man on the roster. Colin Metcalf is not going to be able to play 25 minutes a game. So they're going to have to go 4 and 5 out in the meantime with him gone, but hopefully they get him back sooner rather than later.
Hey, Dave, the situation with Locksley, Jim Smith, I'm guessing this was all a financial decision why they decided to keep Locks for another year.
Yeah, completely financial. I mean, it's window dressing. It's lipstick on a pig type of stuff, Vinny. Saying all the resources, things like that. I mean, that's great. They are going to have more resources put into football, which we all knew. Whether they're going to be ready for next year, I doubt it's going to be that much. You know, the resources are the resources right now. Jim Smith can't just inject money into this program overnight. It's going to take them a couple of years. So that money that he says they're going to be investing, they were already going to do that to begin with. This is, you know, Locksley got up and said, you know, it's great to have the support and all that, and then sort of just demurred, didn't really say much more about it in his press conference today. And, you know, he's got to say what he's got to say, and Jim Smith and the athletic department has got to say what they got to say to, you know, to keep up appearances. But, yeah, they've got guys in mind and coaches, and I think everybody sort of knows that in a way. It's just the situation and they're saying what they got to say pretty much.
Yeah. And Dave, what do you think happens Saturday? And I guess how many fans will Michigan have at the stadium Saturday?
Oh, it'll be full of Michigan fans. Yeah, this will be a home game for them. It's a home away from home. It'll and Maryland will take it. They'll take their money. They need it. So it'll be a full house, but it'll be like, I don't know, what does it seat? 45,000. It'll be, you know, the majority of Michigan fans. That's usually how it is when Michigan and Ohio State play here, Wisconsin as well. Those fans travel well and they'll pack the stadium. I've already had a bunch of Michigan fans that are in this area because they've got a lot. They've already asked me about tickets and things like that. So, they travel well, and they have a lot of alumni here, too. So it'll be packed with Michigan fans.
Dave LaMonaco, TerrapinTimes.com. Dave, last thing for you. Give us a status report on men's basketball recruiting and football recruiting.
So basketball, we got two guys coming up tomorrow that are going to be announcing their commitments. The top 25 wing in the 26 class, Baba Oladutin out of Blake High School in Silver Spring. Looks like it's going to be either Arkansas or Maryland, but it's probably going to, like we talked about last time, it's probably going to be Arkansas. Nike kid, Nike school, Arkansas has got a limited budget now with Calipari there. Maryland doesn't have an unlimited budget. They offered him $1.7 million reportedly. That's probably not going to be enough. So he's probably going to go to Arkansas. And then the other kid, Asher Elson, he's from Brooklyn, and he plays at Overtime Elite down in Georgia. He's sort of a developmental type, like a high three, low four star kid. Looks like either Maryland, Xavier, or Auburn. Gut says Xavier. He's not a huge, I mean, if Maryland doesn't get him, it's really not that huge of a deal. He's a developmental kid that would probably end up playing a limited role or redshirt anyway. But Buzz does like to get those developmental kids sometimes. So it would be a nice piece if they got him, but not a really a big deal. And right now we're thinking Xavier, but, you know, you never know.
Dave LaMonaco, TerrapinTimes.com. Dave, appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Dave.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There's Dave LaMonaco. We'll come back, take your phone calls. 410-583-1057. NFL launch coming up 1 o'clock. Feeble Five, we're the five worst teams in the National Football League. And then Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. So college football with him. Since Navy, they win this past week. South Florida is North Texas, who beat Navy earlier. Are they now going to be, because the playoff announcements come out tonight, are they the new 12? Who really knows? And where does BYU fit in when it's all said and done? Let's go get Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what the hell are you doing?
Rashawn.
We're not. Yeah, be ready. You're on hold. You're listening to the show. Party foul. Let's go to Mitch in New Jersey. Mitch, what's up?
What's popping, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Little this, little that. What's popping with you?
All right. I'm actually college football, too, because, you know, I'm a fan of USC. You know, I like the chance that they can roll the tables. The next two games, they'll be in the playoffs. And Lincoln Riley, I'm okay with that big contract. He's earned it. And since they have to pay him, let him work it. But I want to say, you were talking about teams with a bad quarterback history. It's amazing how, I mean, it's almost like playing the pick three. You know, you're probably not going to win it anyway. That's how it is with quarterbacks with the Jets, Browns, and even the Raiders. Raiders have a little success, but those teams, they've had to take two this coming year, this coming draft. And I think it'd be seven in his first year draft, but that's just how I feel. One guy, I think he wants to sit out. I think he wants to go in a pool. Sam Levitt from Arizona State. I think he'd be a first-round pick. But those three teams better get themselves at least one or two quarterbacks this coming draft. It's amazing how bad they always turn out to be.
All right. Thank you, Mitch. And look, we look at the last few years, some failed quarterback drafts. Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Justin Fields, who we've talked about. Josh Rosen, who's in the same class as Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, and Lamar Jackson. Been out of the league for how many years?
A lot.
Yeah. I mean, some of these draft classes have not really panned out. And we just look at last year. Caleb Williams, number one. Jaden Daniels, two. Drake May might turn out to be the best of all of them when it's all said and done.
How about that year Ponder, Bob? The Vikings took Ponder.
Oh, the Jake Locker year.
Oh, man. How about that year?
So can't all be 1983 or 2018, that's for sure.
I tell you what, the Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May class is going to be right up there, I think, Bob.
Bo Nix?
Yep.
Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Are you ready now?
Yeah, I'm ready, man. Y'all hear me?
Yeah. What'd you get rousted by security? What's going on?
I'm in a flight right now, so, you know, they're checking me down, patting me down, and basically taking things out of my pocket. You know how that go? Hey, man. So I'm talking about big win for my team last night, you know, prime time. That was definitely a big addition, man, with Quentin Williams, though. Yeah, but two sacks last night. We stopped the run. We had Jenkins, what's his name? Ashton Jennings, what his name is?
Jenkins.
7 yards rushing. 7 yards rushing, man. I mean, I know that's a career high, a low for him, man. Like, he never experienced that even in Little League. So, but I'm looking at this wide receiver core, though. It started like, to me, Jenkins is actually number one, man. I trust Pickens over Lamb, though. So, I'm hopefully Jerry Jones can work out a deal with him, though. I would love to have Pickens long term.
Hey, Rashawn, you're sounding kind of sketchy there, getting patted down by security. And he says, my team.
Yeah.
Again, it's the Cowboys. Got to be honest with you, Rashawn, you're still listening, of course. You've lost Raven street cred. And I know you travel around because you invented gas and electric, apparently, where you could take all these vacations. But if either the Ravens are your team and the Cowboys are your little, hey, I get to travel around and watch them, you don't get on and say, that's my team. So your Raven street cred's taking a blow here. Nolan, what do you think? Because we are Ravens fans.
I know. What's he concerned about Pickens' future? He said this was his last year as a Cowboys fan anyway. I mean, we sign him for 10 years or don't sign him at all. It doesn't matter to you.
Yeah, he still have a losing record.
Smoke.
Is that what he's doing? Because I think the blowing smoke is talking about the Ravens. Like,
oh,
he gives
no doubt.
A crap.
Yeah.
Let's go to Cliff in White Marsh. Cliff, what's up? I hate fake fans.
Real briefly, a couple points, Bob and Vinny. Number one, you know, the Terp football, it's painful to watch them, but in a way it's not. Because they've been in all these games. They don't have the depth. They get an injury or two, a bad substitution out. They give it up in the last quarter of the game. Not this last game, of course. But, you know, I'm sitting here opining about the fact, where would we be at if we stayed in the ACC? I'm telling you right now, in the Big Ten, you got depth on top of depth on these teams, man. And the ACC, I know we took it because of the money, but I just often wonder where this team would be if they had a lighter conference to play in. I'll take that off air, but real quick about the quarterbacks coming out this year. I'm just infatuated with the quarterback from Alabama. That kid looks like he's
Ty
more...
Simpson.
Where did he come from, Bob?
His
is he an Alabama
womb.
Recruit? Or is he a transfer somewhere in the portal? Or is he just recruited? I don't know. But that kid has got a very accurate arm. He throws a deep ball. And he can move around in that pocket. I think he is going to be a steal. I don't know where they're going to have him projected. But in the final thing I'm going to say about the Browns, that's a very good football team without a quarterback. And anybody that can't see it, that is a top defense. And they have a good running back now. And they just need a quarterback. And it's atrocious what they've allowed themselves to do in the last 7, 8, 9 years with quarterbacks. But that's all I got, and have a good one, guys.
All right, Cliffy. Oh,
they need an old line, too.
They
got a Super Bowl defense, period. Their special teams suck, and the offense sucks.
And by the way, with Alabama quarterbacks, Milroe was the guy last year.
Mm-hmm.
The guy in Ohio State, who's one of the Heisman candidates, just saying, he's a transfer from Alabama.
Yeah, Saban had him.
Yeah, and didn't play him. And even admitted on game day a couple of weeks ago. What kind of crap coach wouldn't have put him in a game? That would have been you, I believe. Let's go to Brandy in Edgewood. Brandy, what's up?
Hey, Bob. Hey, Vinny. How's it going, guys?
All right, Brandy.
All right. So, Vinny, I want to pick your GM brain a little bit with this whole thing with the O-line, with the Ravens. So, and I know you were out of training camp in the beginning of the season. So, it's like we're hearing Harb saying that he's starting the best five that's available to us, right? Is Ben Cleveland and the kid that we drafted, I can't remember the second round, are they really worse than Falele and Voorhees? I mean, even Ronnie Stanley is out here, like, just was absolutely getting worked by Myles Garrett.
Well, everybody gets worked by Garrett.
That's true. That's true. Like, but, you can't, how much money, like, Lamar is, like, one of the top paid quarterbacks in the NFL. He's already banged up. I'm just not, like, is this something that we got to kind of look at EDC a little bit? Like, we didn't address this, like, in the draft or before the trade deadline. Like, I just don't understand how you just are throwing these five guys out every week. And if week in and week out, they're just atrocious. Like, they're not good at all. And just being like, oh, this is the best that we got. And then knowing that we can't protect Lamar at all. He's already banged up. And then Derrick Henry's production has dropped. Like, is it really like, is Ben Cleveland and that other guy like that much worse? Or like, do EDC maybe just didn't make appropriate moves? Like, I knew the defense was a little more emergent, but if we're going to win the division, if we're going to make any noise in the playoffs, like, this line's got to get better. And I'll let you answer that off the air. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah. Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah. And we talked about this earlier. I don't think you can blame Eric, because if after the season, when you evaluate your team, you know, all right, we re-signed Ronnie. Awesome job. All right, then everybody else, McCary left for $6 million a year or whatever it was. You know, everybody else finished the season strong. And the only difference is Voorhees in there. But the problem is every other guy has played worse than they played last year. And how did Eric know that that was going to – and he took Emory Jones in the third. And he
did
took,
they know he was hurt with the shoulder, Emory Jones?
Oh, yeah.
He's on record that. Saying
yeah.
they knew.
Yeah. They knew that.
I guess the recovery time was longer than
they
anticipated.
Yeah, that's definitely a fact. So he would have probably been in the hunt. But I still keep harping on, man, Bullock. I just liked what I saw. I mean, more athletic than Voorhees or Falele, you know, and he can come off, and he comes off flat back, you know, he can bend his knees. I don't know. I mean, I haven't talked to anybody. I wish, you know, I could, but I don't think.
They also drafted Carson Vinson in the fifth round. So
who's a project.
Yeah, two of their first five picks were O-linemen. And the other three rookies in between there, Starks, Green, and Teddy Buchanan, all play.
Star. Yeah.
And the O-linemen do not. But Ben Cleveland's the one that I'm like, okay.
He's a big stiff, Bob, is what he is.
I mean, and I remember during the, was it owners meetings, where Harbaugh basically dismissed any talk, and then 2 weeks later, we re-signed Ben Cleveland.
Yeah. The biggest thing is, I've said this a million times, anybody that walks 10-2, duck-footed like that, they're not good athletes. They're never good athletes.
That's a good driving thing, isn't it? Anyway, we'll come back. NFL lunch. We're going to hear more from John Harbaugh. You want to get in, you can at 410-583-1057. People five, who are the five worst teams in the NFL through 11 weeks, wrapped up last night with the Raiders getting blown out at home by the resurgent Cowboys. No, not really. Rashawn's team, we, us, them. And then Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com. Talk a little college football with him heading into week 13.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.